We hold on to the structures of identity, the psychological and behavioral aspects of who we are, and it creates a very limited picture of what's possible. And depending on how much spiritual growth has taken place, we hold on more or less tightly. Because as spiritual growth takes place, we begin to learn that we are not the persona, the personality, the emotions, the thoughts. They're just temporary. As spiritual growth takes place, there's a disidentification with all those levels of identity. But spiritual growth can take place over a very long period of time. So those who are ready in their heart feel, okay, maybe I don't have to be in that role. Maybe I don't have to do things in relationship that way. Maybe I can call myself something new. And when I say call myself, what I mean is that there's a way that in the immersion in divine reality, we go through a level shift where the actual experience is, I'm no longer who I was. I'm somebody different. There's a level shift in identity because something of divine energy has been allowed in or has found its way in, and something that was not possible before can take place. So then there's a level shift. Now that level shift may have involved many years of longing and many years of preparation, but especially many years of longing. Nevertheless, life can change in a moment. That's the divine principle. And we assist that by our willingness to trust, to take the hand of the divine like a little child and trust what is the potential of life coming to us. But the ideas that were expressed here are the ideas that are universal, which is that the identity that we've identified with are labels that we've given to ourselves that are familiar, that are old, that create security, that create ways of interacting with people, they create a comfort zone, and they create a box. All of that together, they create a box. So that transition, whether it takes place in a moment, or it takes place in a week, or in a year, or in a lifetime, is about letting go of labels. And the more you can do that, the more the divine current that shapes the new can enter the picture, because that current has nothing to do with labels. You can only allow it. You can't shape it. It is shaping you. That's the key. You can't shape it. It is shaping you. That's the willingness that has to be present, and we each are wherever we are with that willingness to allow ourselves to be shaped rather than shaping. A person can go through many level shifts in their life. It's a good concept to hold, where either life circumstances dramatically move you into a new setting or a new relationship or a new environment, or something internal is activated by an external event and suddenly you're no longer who you were, you're not thinking the way you did, and that's what a level shift is. You're looking at the entire realm of what is out there that we call reality from a new perspective. This is wonderful. It's the property of being a human being that's divine at the same time, that reality can shift into a whole new perspective all of a sudden because of that divine energy that can enter the picture. And then we can embrace it and celebrate it and be happy about it and wait for the next one.